This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Good news this week for the U.S. economy. The Labor Department reports that American businesses added 126,000 jobs in October. That's the third monthly increase in a row. Republican leaders say it's proof that President Bush's tax cuts are working, but some economists and political observers say that celebration would be premature. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Job growth was up by more than twice as much as many economists expected. The upswing also marked the strongest job growth for a three-month period since 2000. And it isn't just one sector of the economy that's growing. There were new jobs in technical services, temporary employment, healthcare, retail, and education. Those are encouraging numbers, says Robert Gay, chief strategist for Commerce Bank Securities.
They, for the first time, are signaling a broader-based expansion in employment in the United States. And as such, I think it's very encouraging news that the U.S. economy is not only generating new jobs, but generating income and therefore has some more momentum going forward.
Gay attributes this momentum to the low interest rates that have sparked home loan refinancing, and he's one of the economists who give credit to President Bush's tax cuts.
The tax cuts had a positive impact on getting the economy jump-started again, at least get the snowball rolling down the hill so that it can gain a little momentum.
But just how far and how fast that snowball will roll is not clear. Lee Price, research director at the nonprofit labor-focused think tank, the Economic Policy Institute, says we've seen this snowstorm before.
We've had times in the past, a year ago, where we were adding 65,000 jobs and 119,000 jobs in September, October of last year, and then the job gains turned back into losses.
Despite hiring increases in many industries, Price notes that the nation continues to lose manufacturing jobs. Every month, there are also another 150,000 people entering the job market, he says, so hiring is going to have to keep growing at a faster rate. Still, last month's job numbers may help boost consumer confidence as we move into the holiday shopping season. And that could mean continued growth, says Ken Goldstein, an economist with the Conference Board. But that won't help, he says, if there is a low rate of inflation.
There is this chance sort of lurking in the background that a combination of slower productivity growth and not more of an increase in terms of prices could put us back into a profit squeeze and slow the economy down again.
Although many economists may be cautious about reading the tea leaves in the latest job numbers, that isn't keeping GOP leaders and President Bush from claiming bragging rights. On Friday, the president called the latest figures the beginning of good news for job seekers. Larry Sabato, the director of the Center for Politics at University of Virginia, thinks even if the latest figures only mean a slight upward trend in job growth with the right spin, this could be a great help for the president.
If the White House can portray even small changes as a substantial turning of this great economic ocean liner, then George Bush will gain more benefit electorally than he might just looking at the numbers change.
Sabato notes that it was at precisely this time of year that the employment numbers started going up before Ronald Reagan's 1984 reelection bid. But with the unemployment rate still at 6% and more than 8.5 million Americans out of work, there is still plenty of room for the Democrats to capitalize on some very real discontent. Laura Seidel, NPR News.